God is good, and all the time God is good. Always keeping the main thing, thanking God for Jesus, thanking God for the Holy Spirit, thanking God for his angels, thanking God for the church, thanking God for this congregation, thanking God for the leaders of this congregation, thanking God for this beautiful morning that he's given us. Thank him for allowing us to just step out, come out again to worship him in the spirit and in truth. We ask that he would forgive us of all our sins, help us this morning to remove any and everything that might hinder our worship to him. May he bless our ears of hearing, our hearts of receiving, and our wills to obey. Our lesson this morning is taken from Revelation, the second chapter. What was read to you was 8 and 9, but I would like to read from verse 8 through verse 11. Revelation 2, verse 8 through 11. And the Bible reads, "And unto the angels of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works, and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. I know the blaspheme of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogues of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear," very important, "let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death." My sermon title this morning is The Church in Smyrna. The Church in Smyrna. The Church of Smyrna teaches the importance of unwavering faith and patience, endurance in the face of intense suffering, persecution, and poverty, with a promise of a crown of life for those who remain faithful unto death. The message emphasizes not fearing those who can only harm the body, as God is in control, and remind believers that true riches are spiritual, not material. This church serves as a powerful example of spiritual purity, richness that can arise from enduring suffering for Christ. Through suffering, despite experiencing extreme poverty, false accusation, imprisonment, and the threat of death, the church at Smyrna was commended by Jesus for its faithfulness, and was encouraged to persevere through the tribulation. That means to last through it. The church was financially poor, a consequence of being ostracized from trade guilds for their Christian beliefs. But Jesus declared they were rich in their spiritual relationship with God. We sometimes sing the spiritual song, "I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold." Jesus instructed the believers not to fear those who could kill their bodies, but not their souls. He reminds them that God places limits on suffering, and that his people should live by his promise and not by fear. For those who remain faithful unto death, Jesus promised a crown of life, assuring them that they would not be hurt by the second death or eternal damnation. The church of Smyrna, as most, was the most persecuted church. It presents a model of spiritual purity and radical commitment to Jesus. transforming his suffering into a beautiful fragrance of Christ. Unlike most of the other seven churches, Smyrna, here it is now, was not issued a call to repent, highlighting their spiritual integrity and unwavering devotion. Christ is saying this to us today, that Smyrna was a struggling church. They were struggling. But through their struggles, they grew in strength and faith. Christ is saying to us today that we may be struggling, but for us or any true church of God, let your struggles turn into strength and faith and not fear. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. In the New Living Translation of 2 Corinthians 12:9, it says, my gracious favor is all you need. My power works best in your weakness. Jesus is still saying, I am the I am. I am Alpha. I am the Omega, the first and the last. I am the one who is dead and now is alive. I know what you're going through. I knew it before you did. Jesus is saying to us, Edge Hill, I know your struggles. I know there will be some who sow discord and try to divide you. I know the devil is at your door. But I also know that if you will be faithful unto death, I will give you a crown of life. You see, you need ears to hear this, a heart to believe this, and a will to obey this. Because there will be problems in the church. Problems are not to be feared. We grow strength from problems. Because if we didn't have no problems, guess where we would be? Looking for some, making problems. When we look at Nehemiah heard that the walls of Jerusalem was in bad shape. First thing Nehemiah did was pray. He prayed, confessed his sins, and asked God for forgiveness. He asked God to remove any and everything out of the way that he might hear, because he wanted God to hear the prayer. God heard the blessing and blessed him to restore the walls. In those days and these days, there are always going to be some Sanballats and Tobiah who don't want to see things better. They just want to see things either done their way or not done at all. They say, you have some say, come down from building that wall and let us talk. But we know that Nehemiah said no. There will be some who say, this congregation, it just ain't going to make it. It's too few. It's too many old folks here. We ain't going to make it. I don't care how much you preach, Brother Patterson. We ain't going to make it. You're going to have some. I stopped by to tell you this. Don't listen to those folks. Listen to God. Hear what God has to say. You see, Jesus is telling us, I know your problems. You know, some of us don't know that he knows. Are you with me? We don't know that he truly knows, because it seems like he ain't doing nothing about it. We complain. We complain about a few people being here. But I stop by to tell you, get the complaints out of your mouth and say, thank you, Lord, for the people who are here. Amen. Amen. Thank you for the folks who are here. And bless the folks who are here. Amen. Because we are all on the same path. We want to make it to heaven. You see. But question is, Edge Hill, do we know he knows? Do we know this? Or we just say that he know, or do we actually know that he know that we know that he know? Do we know? Because Christ, he told the church at Smyrna, I know, I know. And he's telling us, I know. Are you with me? Who am I to say, God, God, you should stop by that sometime. I know you say you know, but just stop by that church sometime and you'll see what I'm saying. God knows. He knows those who are trying to divide it. He knows those who are trying to bring it together. He knows. He knows. I might not know, but he knows. And what we want him to know is the good part about us. Amen. We want to show God the good part about us. We don't want to show him that part that you know we are when we're home. But he knows whom we're home to. He knows it all. Do we know that he is omniscient? That means all knowing. Do we know that? Do we know that he's omnipotent, all powers? Do we actually know that? He's omnificent. That means everywhere at once. Do we know that? Omnibenevolence, supremely good. Do we know that? So if we know that, we shouldn't have no problem. Instead of dividing the church, we ought to what? Bring it together. We ought to use what we got to get what we want. Now, I ain't going to let the James around us. I don't, you know. Are you with me? But we got it. All we have to do is use it. Are you with me? Because we got Christ. If you don't think you got Christ, you need to get him. You need him. I need him. You need him. In this church, right? You know, there's going to be some Sanballat, into Bayou. There's going to be some people who saying stuff that's just division, just negative. Are you with me? They're going to call you. They're going to come by. They're going to do all kind of things. Don't listen to those folks. Listen to Christ. Listen to Christ. Because those people are going to be just like Sanballat and Tobiah told Nehemiah to come down. Come down. You know, let's take a break, Nehemiah. Come down. Come down off that wall. What did Nehemiah tell him? No. Nehemiah said, no, I ain't coming down. I don't have time for this. That's what you're going to have to tell the people. Just like I told you before, there are some people who are devilish. Are you with me? Those people, you can't say, please leave. You're going to have to say, get away from me. And let them know that I mean this. Don't come around me with that mess, because my mind is not there. My mind is about building this congregation. My mind is about going in and telling somebody about Christ. Are you with me? My mind is about going to those who are sick and who are out there, who have strayed away. Tell them to come back. Are you with me? And I'm not bragging, right? That some of you might do a better job than that than me. Don't you brag on it. Just do it. Just keep on doing it. If you're doing a good job, do a better job. You don't have to point fingers. Just keep on doing what God would have you to do. And see what happens. Do we know? Do we know he is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last? Do we know this? Do we know he is risen from the dead? Do we know this? Do we know he is the great physician? Do we know this? Do we know he is the I am? Do we know this? Jesus said, if you know this, if you believe, be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. That's what he said. He's saying that to you, and he's saying it to me. Don't fear, because you're going to have some obstacles. The church at Smyrna was poor. Are you with me? But God says, you know, you ain't looking at your poorness. You looking at me. And that was making you rich. You see, he's telling the Edge Hill, I see the few here. But if you keep looking at the few and not looking at me, guess what's going to happen? It's going to be fewer. Look at me. That's what he's telling the Edge Hill. 2 Timothy 3:14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. 1 Corinthians 15:57-58, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain. Matthew, the 5th chapter, 10-12, it says, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manners of evil against you falsely, for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Romans 8:31 says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:18 says, what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory he will give us later. We might go through a little suffering now, but trouble don't last always. Are you with me? Just be positive. Pray to God. Have a praying heart. Get yourself right with the Lord so he can hear you. Are you with me? And if anybody, I don't care if you're white or you're black, anybody come with division, tell them, get away from you. Don't say, please leave. Get away from me. Are you with me? Because I ain't about that. I'm trying to make this place grow. I'm trying to make my life right in Christ. I don't want to have no negative, you know. You negative, you go ahead on and be negative. I'll suggest that you don't, but if you want to be negative, go ahead with your negativeness. But be thou faithful in Christ, and you will receive a crown of life. I hope something said help somebody. Amen. I hope it helps somebody. Because I sat down and I put this lesson together. It helped me then, and guess what? It helped me now, too. Ain't that something? I hope it helped you. I hope it did. You don't be too high that you can't learn, you know, because that's the people who don't get it. They'll never know that Christ knows. Are you with me? Those kind of people will never know that Christ knows. But Christ knows. He know our every move. He know our thoughts. He know it all now. Ain't nothing we can hide from him. There's nothing hid in the ear, in the closet, set in the closet that God don't know about. You can cut the light off and cut the other light off and make it even darker. He knows. He see what you're doing. If you're here and you're not a member of the church, there's some steps that you must take. You must hear God's word. What is God's word? That Jesus Christ came from heaven. He born of a virgin in the flesh. He became flesh. He suffered through it all. Died on a cruel cross for no reason. But the reason that God had him here. He rose on the third day with all power in his hands. You must believe that. You can't get around not believing that. You must believe that. You must repent. Repent is this. You're going in the wrong direction. You're going wrong in the wrong direction. You know, sometimes we have, you know, sometimes we have to, you know, stop doing certain things, and we stop. But it's not just to stop. We got to turn around and come back the right way. That's what repent means. Turn around, you come back this way. Amen. You must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. You must be baptized in water for remission of sin. You must stay faithful in God's grace. Stay faithful. And watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. Watch your ways. I look in the mirror and it's telling me the same thing. Kenny Patterson, watch your mouth. Watch your ways. We must watch our ways. We must give. We must teach. We must be able to pray. We must worship. But above all these musts, we must love, because without that, we ain't got nothing going on. If you are here and you are not a member, you must. If you are here and you are a member, see what y'all got me doing? You are a member. As we together stand and sing the song that was the song of encouragement, you may ask for prayers at this time.